Well, as I said last night, it was it's a highly competitive game. It's a good football game. Proud of the way our team fought from beginning to the end. Came down to a handful of plays that ultimately probably decided the game. And they just had a few more of them than we did. Had to do a better job of taking advantage of our opportunities. And obviously, the red area was a big difference in the game, scoring standpoint. So, we just need to do a better job with the opportunities that we have. We're going to keep working to do. Our effort headed from this, our ability to hang in there, and it's a back and forth game. As I said, came down to a handful of plays. Don't really have any comment to add about the officiating or any of those calls. If you have any questions on that, you can talk to the league office, shooting department, let them get their explanation on them. Not really our job to call the game, play it and coach it. Whatever calls they make are the ones that we live with. Can't let that affect what we're doing. We just have to continue to coach the techniques and do the things that are right and within the rules, assume that they'll be officiated accordingly. That's how we'll handle that. I turn the page here quickly. On the Denver. Good football team, playing well, obviously. The record reflects that. Correct some mistakes from the Carolina game, but move on to Denver. A good week of preparation. Be ready to go next week.
Bill, wanted to get your take on how Shane looked in his first game back. I imagine there was some good, some bad, but specifically his level of fitness and how he looked in his first game action since week one.
Pretty much the way you described it. I said after the game, it was good to have back. It was 2 months of football. I think he'll be better as we go along. He's worked hard. Definitely made some plays that helped us in the game. I think he'll improve and get better, like any player will. More reps and more opportunities to practice and play. So definitely good to have him back out there. There are plenty of things for him to work on, but he's a diligent, hard-working kid that always gives you a solid effort. I'm sure he'll continue to do.
Bill, I'm wondering if you've seen the pool report and the explanation on the last play of the game yesterday.
Yeah, as I just said, I really don't have anything to add or comment on that.
I'm just curious because of the fact that when the official says he's confident he made.
Yeah, whatever the officials think is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what any of us think. They're the ones who make the calls, so it's their explanation and their judgment that they all have to abide by.
Bill, talking about turning the page to Denver, how do you describe, I guess, the challenge now after a Monday night game in such late arrival to travel circumstances, and then the volume of preparation for a team like Denver, especially their offense? How challenging is it these next few days?
Well, it's challenging every week. And every team in the NFL is a good football team. They all have good players, good coaches, tough schemes. They work hard, prepare well. They all do that. So it'll be a challenging week, but every week in the NFL is challenging. So just take the time and the opportunity that we have to try to make the most of it. Some weeks are long weeks, some weeks are short weeks. They all play the same number of games over the same time period, so it all evens out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You have a long week, you have a short week, you have a short week, then you have a long week. We dealt with those before. Played on Thursday night this year. Whatever time we have to prepare for the game, we'll use that. Best advantage we can. But they're competing on Sunday night.
Bill, wanted to know, looking at Denver, obviously it's very early in the week, but I imagine you guys have done some work on them already to this point. how much, if at all, have they changed what they do with the addition of West?
I'd say they, getting thrown the same offense they ran in Indianapolis. Basically the same in Denver. A few modifications to it.
So I know in the past you've often used the phrase, we can coach it better and play it better. But just with regard to Cam Newton had, I think, three runs that were really long and crucial on third down. And is that the case of coaching and playing better, or is that just a case of Cam Newton just being making unbelievable athletic plays and there's really nothing you can do about it?
Well, I think there's something we can do about it. But, we need to do a better job of coaching it, better job of playing it. I don't think that's necessarily the challenge that we'll see this week, but we'll see quarterbacks like that, that are athletic, who can run 8 yards at their legs and all that. We have to do a better job of where are we going into the game. We just didn't do a good enough job, especially in those situations you mentioned.
Last night you deployed two punt returners and really set up in great field position. Just curious about what went into the decision and the circumstances, that position of the field, and your choice to use Danny along with Julian back there.
I think the win was definitely a factor, more a factor in the kicking game than the passing game. It usually is, but it was definitely a factor. And kicking into the win, the first punt that they had at the beginning of the game, Norman hit a really good ball and went, the same direction and it carried well down the field. And we had a punt rush on, so we only had one return IP, obviously. But on the return, you're kind of trying to do two things. You're trying to, field that ball that he hit in the first quarter, but you're also have to field a ball that he ended up hitting like he did there in the fourth quarter. So the two deep just gives you a better opportunity to cover the field. And I think those are a good example on those two punts. They're the only two punts, but there's a good example of how much of a difference you can have in the ball on a night like that. So it gave us better field coverage. Danny made a good, good play and was able to add some yards to the shorter punt. Sets up a pretty good field position.
Bill, just getting back to what I was kind of asking before about Wes, how has he looked in that system? I imagine he's displayed some, obviously, some very good consistency over the course of his career, but getting involved in that Denver system, kind of getting up to speed there, the first 9 or 10 games of his time with the Broncos, how's he looked to this point?
I think Wes looks like Wes. I think the player we've seen most of the dominant lines in the spot. And he plays like we've all seen a player in the time he was here.